Blog Talk Radio.
It's me and my homie. As long as we're together, we'll survive through the thick and the thin. It's just me and my homie.
Me and my homie.
Me and my homie.
Me and my homie.
Me and my homie. As long as we're together, we'll survive through the thick and the thin. It's just me and my homie.
Me and my homie.
From the A, I'm about to make it big in California, eh? Anything I gotta do, I'm out to get paid. My mama tell me I ain't gotta leave, but hey, bags already packed, so I'm on my way. It's Hollywood, dreams come true in LA. Fresh off the plane, man, where I gotta stay? It's me and my old man. I won't invade his space. I'm about to make it big. I only need 2 days. Landlady in my face says she gotta get paid. Mama told me maybe you were born to entertain. Papa told do the quickie mark thing. If I got a scheme, maybe plan the plot. One way or another, I'ma make it to the top. It's only one thing, y'all need to understand. I can do whatever, just me and my old man. It's me and my old man. As long as we're together, we'll survive through the thick and the thin. It's just me and my old man.
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 Me and my old man. As long as we're together, we'll survive through the thick and the thin. It's just me and my old man.
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 Down that I made the transition. My life seems far the one I envisioned. Thought I'd make it big. Just blew my audition. Yet, still tomorrow, I'll be on another mission. Whether it be dancing, acting, or singing, I'm climbing the ladder.
Fuck success it may bring in.
Back at the house, they gotta get rich, king. Pop it, and if that not, they're involved me. On the other hand, say I'm wasting my life. The new landlady wants to be his wife. The next door neighbor has a need. I wanna take her out, pop, keep yelling. Boy, pull up your pants in his house.
He's clapping my style.
I'm sleeping on the couch.
Canada say he crazy, I should bail out. I really miss mom,
but I got a plan.
So right now I'm saying it's me and my old man.
It's me and my old man. As long as we're together, we'll survive through the thick and the thin. It's just me and my old man.
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 Me and my old man. As long as we're together, we'll survive through the thick and the thin. It's just me and my old man.
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 What's up, what's up, family, and welcome back to EOTM Radio. This is your girl, Carla B. Queen G is holding down our Top Filmmakers News show with me tonight, y'all, and you already know that we are just always super excited as ever to be right back here in the house with our friends once again, where we are just always forever and a day striving to encourage, empower, and of course, enlighten your mind. And speaking of enlightening, if you're needing some, you will always find it when you visit our radio page, which is www.eotmradio.com. And as I mentioned at the top of the hour, I am here with my girl, Queen G, for exciting show. So I'm going to turn it over to my girl. What's good with you?
What's good, Carla B? Oh, my goodness.
You.
It is always good. It is always good to be in the building at EOTM Radio once again. And, I'm excited about tonight's show and tonight's segment. It's going down, Carla, man. Like, you can't get no better than this.
Exactly. And it's okay, and it's a beautiful thing. It really, really is. You know, just being able to continually bring shows like these to our listeners. I'm definitely shining light on people that are doing the darn thing. That's what it's all about.
That's right, that's right, that's right. I wanted to say this, Carla, real quick. I just wanted to let the listeners know, please, if you get an opportunity, please get a profile on EOTMspace.com. That is one of the social networks that I'm a part of under the umbrella of EOTM. I wanted to let you know, Carla, I updated my page and status.
Okay.
All that stuff. I've been blogging, you know.
Okay, that's what's up.
So I'm a little excited about that. Got some new pics, you know. You're going to see some things in the new 2011.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? So I just wanted to put that out to the listeners. We do have a social network under this umbrella of EOTM. So
yes.
if you don't have a profile on there, it's EOTMspace.com. So I just wanted to put that little
That's
plug in there.
Up.
At the start
That's
of the
up.
Segment.
Okay.
So how you
and
doing,
you know,
Carla?
I appreciate it. Girl, I am good. I'm actually great. Can't complain. I'm very busy, but busy is good. You know, we're blessed to be working, so no
yes.
complaints there. And I'm just happy. You know, I'm at a point in my life where I'm definitely happy and able to, you know, continually push what we do in, which is encourage, empower, and enlighten. So as long as I'm able to do those three things, Shante, Queen G, those three things, I'm fine.
I will only excuse you for getting my name wrong. It's okay. Like, you
okay.
know, it's all good. I just love the space that I'm in right now, too. I know what you're saying, like, you know, the thing is, if you can be an entrepreneur and get up being an entrepreneur, go to sleep being an entrepreneur and doing
right.
what you love to do, it's like so much of a blessing, you understand? And
it really is.
I feel so full right now, just full of life, and, you know, I just feel so blessed. I love
okay.
your little sound bites.
That was the little Rihanna thing. We had
okay,
to, you know.
Okay. So yeah,
That's
yeah. I just tough. Wanted to say that real quick as we open the segment. You know, I know where you're at, and I feel you, and I'm here with you, girl. On that.
That's
so.
What's up. I know. Yeah, my ace coom boom. That's what's
yes.
up.
So tonight, oh my God, it's gonna be a hot show. We got the creator of a sitcom called Me and My Old Man that is going to be our special guest tonight. His name is Keith Adams. We got a couple of cast members calling in, and we're going to just get the full shebang about how this whole show got created and started. I want to talk to Keith a little bit, too, about how he got started in the entertainment industry. We're continuing to bring entrepreneurs in the entertainment game, you know, to the forefront, and I'm just so thankful that he gave us this opportunity to do a story on him tonight. So I just wanted to put that out there, Keith. I'm excited about having you on the show tonight and having the cast members call in. It's a real hot, up-and-coming show. Oh, my God, full of energy, great-looking cast members. And I've seen Keith do this project from ground level. So I'm just so happy to see where the show has come to and how it's developed. I mean, they got cartoon sketches. They got everything,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah, and I appreciate you guys having me on, really. It means
oh,
a lot
my God.
To me.
Keith, is that you? It's like, I didn't even officially welcome you on yet.
Oh,
but since
I'm sorry,
you said
man.
Something...
I snuck in. I'm sorry. That's what I do. I sneak in places. Forgive me
since,
for sneaking in
since
on y'all.
You said something, it's all good. Hi, Keith. Welcome to the show. Welcome to EOTM. We got my girl, Carla B., holding it down with me tonight. We
yes.
just wanted to invite you on the show, man. tell us about your sitcom. Man, I'm so excited
well,
for you.
Queen G, Queen G and Keith.
Oh,
before
okay.
we start, we got to do it. We got to do it right. This man is doing some great things. Let's go ahead and pull out the red carpet to officially welcome
okay,
him to
right.
EOTM Radio.
Like, you know what? I'm really excited. Man, I feel like Puff and Jay-Z put together right now. I'm walking down the imaginary red carpet. I can feel myself just levitating towards
That's
EOTM.
Right.
I can feel it. I'm levitating towards y'all right now. Yeah. I'm going down like I'm going down the Soul Train line to the music. I'm just moving straight down the
yeah,
line.
Yeah, Carla, that music was kind of, it made you dance a little bit, you know what I mean?
Come on, man.
Exactly.
I appreciate the welcome, I promise you. I appreciate the welcome. I'm humble. I'm a servant and a man of the universe, and I give all the glory to the Creator. So, you know, I'm coming humble, and I appreciate you ladies for having me on and taking your time out your busy schedule to bring it to the forefront because it's just something that I need to talk about.
Oh my goodness. Well, hey, talk to us, Keith. Man, tell us what made you come up with this idea of me and my old man. What made you create this powerful sitcom?
The whole thing behind me and my old man and the whole inception is really based on my life. So there are two characters, which is Kevin and his dad, which mm-hmm. Kevin is the alter ego of what I would have always liked to have been if I had started at a young age, but since I never had a father in the picture and I was always wondering what father-like figures would be like, it drew me closer to watching TV. So as I watched TV, the fathers on TV became my fathers and my teachers. So, you know, through this whole spirit of watching James Evans on Good Times, Fred Sanford and Lamont, you know, I'm sitting here going, okay, that's where daddy is. Oh, man, if I had a daddy like James, boy, woo, I probably wouldn't be able to get door outside. Boy, if you don't get back in this house. Okay, I'm just tripping. Okay, I'm just telling you. Yes, sir. See the kind of daddy, when you look at James, off the subject, for real, when you look at James Evans, you be like, man, he's a serious dad. I would not
right.
play around with him. Okay?
Right,
so
right,
seriously,
right.
though, so through all of that entire struggle, it came to me, I said, you know, I want to tell a story of a father-son relationship that I never had. And if I had a son, the son would be of age where he is now and, you know, having, you know, something like that in a strange relationship, because we all do it in high school, you know what I'm saying? And kids get born in high school and the parents grow up, but you end up with this cool dad. So I said, what if you had a cool dad? Dad was as hip as he was, up on top of everything, internet, Facebook, Twitter, knowing in and out of everything, but he's about 43 years old. And the son is like just budding 18, 19.
Right.
That he's in control of his whole life. So I wanted to tell that story.
So they're not that many years apart from each other is what you're saying.
No. They are. They are.
Okay.
You're looking
okay.
at about a 20-year span, about 17 to 20-year span. Because
right.
the dad's 43 years old, and he looks young. He just comes from that genetic side of the family where they look young. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Well, you know, because you hear it every day, and people are like, oh, you can't get away with that, man, because people are going to think y'all like brothers. Well, guess what? How many times have you seen couples go out and say, man, y'all look like sisters. This is my daughter. Y'all look like brothers. This is my son.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
So he's that young, cool dad. He's
exactly.
Laid-back,
cool
everything. Dad. Right.
I'm cool, but I'm also a parent. You know what I'm saying? It's like I've
right.
been there, I've done that. So I want to
wow.
teach you. So back
wow.
to what you said, is it was empowering me. It was a spirit that came to me because I came up out of my sleep. When I think of things to create, I come out of my sleep and I say, okay, this is a show. This is a show I need to tell this show. And I've been doing it for about 3 years, and I ran into Shantae, and she was like a gem. You know, she came through with flying colors. Everything I needed, she was there for me. And then, I mean, this is real talk. You know, you talk about giving back to the community.
Huh? Can I tell how we met a little bit? You mind?
Tell her how we met.
Okay. I'm going to run the story a little bit. Actually, about 3 years ago, I have a business partner by the name of Nicole. She referred Keith to me. They knew each other, and she referred him. And Keith, actually, at the time, I had just started my management company, Edgeye Entertainment. I was in the office with Nicole, and Keith, he called me, and he kind of, you know, he hit me up a couple of times. I was very busy, so I couldn't, you know, it wasn't that much time to put him on the schedule.
She was busy.
It was crazy. But once I sat down with Keith, and he just told me about his career and who he was and, you know, how long he had been doing comedy, which we're going to address that in a little while. I fell in love with Keith as an artist. He was just a great guy. And I actually signed Keith as my first client under Edgeye Entertainment once I established
wow.
the company. And immediately as we began to work together, we had a great, great, great work relationship. I mean, we were everywhere together. And he brought this project to me and said he asked me to cast it for him. Now, I had never cast anything before, ever. And when Keith asked me to cast this for him, I was like, well, sure, you're my client. I'll do whatever I have to do for you. You know what
right.
I'm saying? And we just went
yep.
to work, man. And I've seen
yep.
this project grow from baby stages to what it is
I'm
now.
Sure.
It's so big right
mm-hmm.
now. But go ahead, Keith.
No, no, I said from the short. That's what we shot it with Shante. You know, we came together, and, you know, it was the first time out. This is the first time out venturing to the TV world. And like I say, she was like one of my right hand men. She's a woman, but she was my right hand man.
Oh my God,
so,
you're so funny.
So you gotta say, okay, she was my go to person. Shante, I need this. Can we make this happen? Yeah, we can get it. I'll call. I'll do this. Boo boo boo. She was always on top of it. You know what I'm saying? So I always give credit to people like that. You know, even though the little people always seem to get so called pushed to the side, I recognize them because I was one of them people, and I still play that role.
Right.
You know,
and I want to talk about the cast a little bit because when we were in that casting process, again, Keith works very hard, so he gave me these small deadlines. I think we had like 6 weeks only to come up with the cast.
Actually, we had less than 6 weeks. We had 3 weeks.
Right. Oh, yeah. I think it was like under a month. So,
yeah, it was under a month.
Right. So once Keith told me about the project and he told me he wanted me to cast it, we began to put information out to everybody that we were looking for these types, you know, 18-year-old kid, you know, all the characters that were on the character breakdown. And, oh, my God, when I say we landed a great cast out the gate, I don't understand how we got these great cast members. I'm talking Mama Stokes, who is Chris Stokes' mom, Irene Mama Stokes. She's been a comedian in the game for many, many years.
Yep,
she's
Red
also
Pop.
The mama of Chris. Yeah, oh, my God. I'm talking legendary female comedian. We landed her the first go out. Like, she was, you understand? Like, that's a golden moment.
Was.
Like, you don't just get that, you know what I mean? And also, we cast a guy by the name of Devin.
Devin
the first
is talented.
Time.
And
oh
he
my
is
God.
Next Will Smith. I'm sorry, I didn't have to mean to say that. I didn't catch up, but he is bomb.
Oh my God. Devin, let me say, it was his first audition here in California from Texas. He had just moved here. And when he read the script, I knew. I was like, that's it, Keith. Like, we have to put him in this piece. Like,
he
was there
was
one.
No.
Yes.
I ain't going to try to rub his head too much because I don't want him to get too big because I know he's going to be all right. But the brother got the skills, and I'm going to be honest with you. In my prime, and I say that because I'm still in my prime.
Right.
But in my prime, no, when I started when I was like him, what I saw in him was that same thing I had, which was the ability to be led and not be feeling like somebody's just trying to make you do something. No, they're trying to better you in what they've done and what they know works. That they know adapt them in. You know what I'm saying? That's the way we learn as a team. Even like what you guys are empowering in people that are entrepreneurs. It's like what you get out of it as a team, collaboratively, then you can grow. You know?
Yes.
It's when we feel like we don't need that team and we become that I, is what we're not able to just produce. Like, quote, unquote, and I say this candidly, I say the Hispanic culture, no matter what trials and tribulations they have, they grow as clusters and they form and they just grow and get bigger and bigger and larger, and they sneak in and take over a lot of stuff. You'd be like, damn, it's like six Mexican restaurants around here. It's not
one. Oh, you're so silly, Keith.
I mean, you know, it's like, man, the Mexicans are all in. They're everywhere. And I love them because I speak Spanish, and I love them. I admire them. I watch them bring their kids to work. This is all trials and tribulations of what's called me and my old man, a family bonding. You know what I'm saying? It's like they have their son with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We have to start empowering our black men. Not saying that they're wrong. We just got to step up our game. I mean, I'm in fault too. I'm not gonna ever take myself out of anything. I'm in the same fault that they in. That's why I wrote it.
Right.
You know. And then I got to give props to my homeboy and my writer partner, Chris Wilkes, who, you know, when I met him, he's a key component player in the game. You know. And he's just very instrumental in the whole, and he gets what's in my head, which makes it easy for you to have a writing partner. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. We had to cast four writers, too, Carla B.
Yeah,
like, we had to. once we cast the first sitcom and the first pilot, they had already shot it and everything. Keith understood that he needed to have someone come on board as a writer to do episodes of Me and My Old Man. Not just have that pilot season, but just to be able to, you know, write it episodically. So
okay.
We had to cast for that. We began to put the waves out there looking for up and coming new writers that would be interested in writing on a sitcom. So that writer walked right into our office. It was just amazing.
It's the same situation. Shaka was there again, here again. She put out the ad for me, we pulled in the writers. So she's been an intricate part of this whole process. You know, and I say pieces to a puzzle, and I know I have to go off on this tangent because I always like to pay homage to the people that have always been there, you know, and those people know who they are, you know what I mean? And I always have a tendency to come back and link and lock hands with them in the same spirit that the essays do it.
You're
I'm
so silly.
Real with y'all. I'll come back and touch you so you'll know I'm still human.
Right, right.
You know?
And, Keith, you know what? Let me say this about you. I've never seen anyone as creative as you. Like, your creative mind just is so far advanced. You understand? The things that you were coming up with, the concepts, even when we met 3 years ago, were so far above what I've ever seen. Now stuff is coming out that you were already working on, you understand, a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Exactly.
And when you said, Shante, let's do this, it's like because of your creative mind, and I'm creative, I didn't even hesitate. It's like, let's get it done. Whatever we need to do to get it done, let's get it done. And you were my first client under Edgelight, so I was excited. I was out here just like, yeah, let's go. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I wanted to say on the air live to everybody, all of our listeners, Carla B., under the tone of my voice, like, I appreciate you for trusting me with your career, you understand, and entrusting me with your project, something that is so important to you, and being on the ground stages of it, because I got my first casting experience, and since then, I've cast feature films, music videos, I work with MTV, oh my God, just so many things have come out of that one opportunity, so I just wanted to say that on the air, live in front of everybody, Keith, you rock, man. You rock.
I appreciate it, for real. I appreciate it. But I got to let everybody know who's listening. If you want to watch any video right now, and the new season is coming out, you got to go to Me and My Old Man, and that's all the words are crunched together on YouTube. No spaces.
Okay.
Me and My Old Man. Me and My Old Man. MeAndMyOldMan. Bam, and you right there. You'll see any video you want to see right now. And
wow.
And the new stuff coming out. You know, I mean, we've taken it further. We also have a cartoon script, ladies, so you know. You know, just if you get a chance, go to www.meandmyoldman.tumblr. That's TUMBLR.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the cartoon scripts for 5 weeks are up there right now. And that's a black and white script to continue to carry on the legacy of the father, son, bonding and cultivating, you know, and they have to learn how to live with each other. But basically, let me just pitch the story of Me and My Old Man. So what happens is Kevin Rollins is a product of a relationship that spawned out of high school. These two young people got together, made a baby. Didn't nobody know what was going on. Parent that was left to be raised by the mom. Dad boots up. He goes to Cali. He don't want to be responsible for nothing. He pay a child support. He's out. Because they're young, they want to go their ways. The son grows up, he wants to see his father. He wants to be with his father. This is the chance for the mom to say, okay, I'm done, I did my job, go see your dad. Your dreams are in California, because he didn't know that he had the same energy that his father exudes. And that will be found out later on as we get into other seasons. You know?
Right.
So the dad just works at the airport. And this is a true story about my life, because I worked at the airport. So I want to tell a whole story about my life. But see, Kevin's trials and tribulations are that of mine when I was in this entertainment business starting off, when I was always close but never could be the one to get in. And I couldn't understand that when I was connected with everybody. You know, so I don't fault anybody. I just know that that's the way the system works. So we have to create our own game, which is what people are doing all over the internet right now. And that's why this thing is so large.
Right. I wanted say that a lot of times our hardships in life turn into victories. And this, your piece and your sitcom is definitely a victory result of your hardships and your hard times as a younger person. I wanted to also give my co-host Carla B. an opportunity to step in and ask any questions that she wants to ask
yes.
this time.
Yes.
because me and Keith could go on all day, and I don't want to just go on, you
yes,
know.
Yes, please, ask me something that you know, I can come up with something. Please ask me something, please.
Okay. Well, I want to say definitely it is an honor to have a minority filmmaker on EOTM Radio, and actually you're actually on our top filmmaker news show. So definitely happy that you're able to plug in under that particular series of shows. But also want to put out there that you do have some callers that are calling in. So I just have a couple questions. And the first one is this, considering this is our top filmmaker news show, you're here today because of your new webisode, which is Me and My Old Man. So tell our listeners what other kinds of films or webisodes could they, you know, look forward to seeing from you?
Okay. Other things that you could look forward to seeing from me would be a film that's in the works. The film is titled Games, and it's loosely based on the industry as well. I tend to drive toward the things that I've done in my life that I feel that have impacted it the most in terms of your relationship, your family, how other people interact with you, what you've done, where you've been, how you got there, if you're a bum, if you're not, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So these are the kind of stories I like to tell. Other things you can look for is that there will be a cartoon very soon for Me and My Old Man, as well as another animated series that I'm creating. I've also pitched reality shows to a couple of networks, and I have a couple of reality show concepts that I'm going to be pitching next year, as well as, you know, trying to, you know, just, I try to stay busy, you know, and now that I have a team of people that I can pass different things to, you know, Crazy Car Films, which is my company, you know, is responsible for the birth of Me and My Old Man, and responsible for the birth of these other TV show concepts that I have, and I'm just trying to get in, you know, so I can show them what it is I have to bring to the table, you know,
right.
Whether it be a concept where Sanford and Son meets the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air or a concept based off the Witch, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, I'm ready to go.
Okay, that's what's up. I appreciate, you know, your candidness with that particular question. Tell me this, because we do get a lot of individuals that listen to this show, individuals that are looking to break into the filmmaking industry. So tell us, in your opinion, what it takes to be a filmmaker in today's market.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna be honest with you, and I'm gonna answer the question the right way because I can't tell any one person what it takes to be a filmmaker.
Okay.
I can tell them what it takes to be in the trenches and be behind enemy lines and do what it is you have to do for the betterment of what it is you really believe in. I can tell a person that because, you know, I can't speak for the filmmakers like Spike Lee and all these cats are really putting in the grind for what they do. I know it's no different, but I give them mad props for all them cats that created their own thing. I can tell them that they have to stick to their gun. You know, believe in what it is you're doing, number one. This is what I've learned in the industry since birth. Believe in it, have a natural belief in what you're doing. Don't be ready to be sidetracked with somebody coming to you and say, hey, man, I like the lead character, but check it out. What if she was a monster? No, it's not going to work, player. No. But you're so money hungry that you're willing to change your ideas, and that's why, you know, I tell beginning filmmakers that off the bat. Next thing I tell them is be patient. You're going to go to a whole bunch of meetings. My mentor told me you're going to go to a bunch of meetings. Be patient. You know, you got to be patient. You know, they're not going to give it to you. You have to show them what it is you're trying to bring to the table. And you have to create that venue so they can see the light because that's the world we're living in right now. That's the internet world. Everything is
right.
Internet because of that reason. So those beginning filmmakers that you're asking me that question, what I tell them to do is just be patient, listen, work hard, and don't give up just because somebody said it ain't going to work.
That's what's up. I appreciate that. I really do. And we have about 30 more minutes, so I definitely want to turn it back over to Shante so we can start opening it up for our callers that I'm sure is probably some of the cast members and some of your fans.
Yes. I think this is a good time. Carla V, can we take a little commercial break and then come back and maybe take a caller or two and open the lines up a little bit? Okay.
Okay,
take a
yeah,
break.
Definitely we could do that. Okay, cool beans. Hold tight.
Tune in Sunday morning with Brother
and
Ron.
Tune in Sunday mornings with.
We said that with Brother
and
Ron.
And Luella Jenkins.
Yes.
We're going to be here from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m.
That's right, y'all.
Sunday morning, I said it, child.
It's Sunday morning with Luella
Sunday
Jenkins
morning, okay?
And Brother Ron. Y'all
in
tune
Jesus
in.
Name.
In Jesus'
y'all
name.
Me?
Y'all tune
praise
in.
Praise the Lord.
Every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. All right, on Pope Gospel Radio.
Luella
That's
Jenkins.
Ron Anthony and Luella Jenkins.
That's right, honey. He tried to take over everything. Let me get my piece in here, honey. Y'all tune in, because we're going to have a Jesus good time on Pope Gospel Radio.
Welcome back, y'all, to EOTM Radio. I love that commercial. That was hilarious.
Yeah, commercial.
But, we have special guest Keith Adams, who is the creator of Me and My Old Man, on the line with us tonight. Thank you again, Keith, for being so candid about your experience as a filmmaker for this particular project. And
thank you.
Were great, great, great questions because we do have to kind of deem it toward the filmmakers of today, what creative ideas they have and those kind of things. So I definitely want to open up the lines at this time if we have any guest callers or anything to and I think we're expecting some cast members too as well.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, what we've done right now, we've unmuted area code 818-585, which is the first three in the number. You are live on EOTM Radio.
Hello, caller. Hello.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing
good.
That's
my son. That's my son.
Hey. Yeah, it's me. But if you wouldn't treat me like your son, you had me waiting behind the red rope.
Oh.
That's what you wait for behind the red rope.
Yeah. Can you hear me now? I was listening to you talk for the last 15, 20 minutes.
Well, hey, you're going to be listening for another five if you keep raising your voice, son.
Oh, well, you should have heard me. Hurt my feelings.
I guess they got a little unresolved beef going on.
I don't like that man. You know I don't like that man.
Well, hi, son. Tell us your name, and tell us your character name on Me and My Old Man.
My name is Devin Stewart. My character name is Kevin Rawlins.
Kevin Rawlins.
And just let everybody know, I was just kidding with all that. Me and Bosco had it all the time.
Oh, no, it's cool. We got that. We got that right away. Like, you see, we stepped back and just didn't say anything. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's all good. Okay.
But Kevin and Devin, I'm going to call you both because you're both. it is so good to hear your voice. I haven't talked to you in quite a while, probably over a year now. This is Shante Gibson, and I'm Queen G on EOTM Radio. And I just wanted to say hello, man. How's it going for you?
Going good, man. How's everything been for you? I mean, you got a queen in front of your name now, so I guess you've been doing quite well for you. But...
Oh, my God. Yeah, you know, we had to vote for a name for me on this radio show. And, you know, I don't know. I just felt that way. I mean, queen, being the boss, the leader, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It fit a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What you think?
I can't argue with that. You know, if you were running around calling me King Devin, I wouldn't exactly have a problem with it. So.
Oh, right. Tell us what your experience has been like being a cast member with Me and My Old Man.
Oh, Lord. Let me tell you about that. You know, honestly, it's fun, though. It's a fun thing, and it gives me a lot of freedom with it. So a lot of times
right.
I can say whatever I want and say whatever I feel like saying, which is cool.
Right.
Because I look at him as an unwanted, unnecessary, hated father, which is cool. You know, that's just a relationship that we have.
Yeah, you're right.
Now, is he a cool person? You know, yeah, he's cool. Would I want to smother him in his sleep? Yeah, but don't be all sometimes, you know.
And if you ask him, my son cool? I say, yeah, he's cool. Do I want to struggle him, drown him in some water while he's sleeping? Yeah, I want to drown him. Really, I do.
Hey, you guys are giving our listeners the wrong ideas here.
kind of show. It's not that kind of show. I love my son. Don't get it twisted.
Right, right.
I just want to drive it sometimes.
You know what I love, though? I love that you guys are in character, and it sounds like you love what you do with Me and My Old Man, so that's the important thing. So you've had a great experience with Me and My Old Man, Devin?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's been real fun. Like I said, it's a blast.
Okay.
That's why I keep coming back.
Well, I will say I'm proud to say that I cast you in your first, you know, sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew the moment you walked in those doors and you did, I think you just did a freestyle something. You didn't even follow a script or anything. I knew you were Kevin Rawlins from that moment because you were so hilarious. We went back and watched the tapes. We were like, that's him. That's it. We knew. You know what I'm saying?
I knew it.
Yes, and I think you had, Devin, do you remember this? You had just moved here from Texas. I think you had been here only a month, and you landed your first leading role in a month's time of being here in California.
Yeah, he did, but see, Devin, that's Devin, man. Devin is I'm for real, no homo. Devin is a talented individual. I love Devin, no homo. I love Devin to death. I do, man. I admire Devin, man. Devin reminded me of me when I came first started out. Devin got a lot of skills. He got a lot of talent, man. And I think Devin's going to do real well. And he's going to be the brainchild behind Me and My Old Man's success. Because I know Devin's got the chops. I've taken it to some huge people, and these people all agree when I say what I say. And that's why I'm happy to have Devin aboard. And after a while, it's going to be lucrative for all of us, brother. That's all I'm telling you. Just hang in there.
That's right. That's right. That's from your... That's from your first director in the game and your father. So, you know, take it into consideration for sure. I'm very proud of you, and I've seen your career blossom and grow. And, again, I'm so thankful to have been the first cast person for your first piece. You understand? Like, you my first love. You feel me? You my first love. So, it's precious to me. You're very, very precious. And I knew from the moment I saw you that you were going to be like this big thing to be reckoned with later on in the game. You know what I mean? So.
I think Devin, for real, I think if me and Devin had to sum it up, he would be Will Smith, I'll be Martin Lawrence. We down for stuff.
Oh, my
hey,
God.
Whoa,
that's
whoa,
crazy.
Whoa. Whoa, that's impossible because Martin Lawrence is 3 inches taller than you, Pop. So we
it's,
gotta
okay.
Get
it's okay. I could be a smaller version of Martin Lawrence. It's okay.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. Definitely, is there anything you want to say in regards to Me and My Old Man and the project? Anything, Devin, before we open the lines up for any other callers?
Well, I want to say y'all get ready. Because, of course, we've been in front of the camera and behind the camera acting a fool. So you got to prepare yourself for the second season coming out because it's going to be ridiculous. And
that's
Pop, Pop, you know, it's been a blast. Like I said, we enjoy doing it, and we hope y'all enjoy watching it because all it is laughs and giggles, and that's all y'all can get.
That's
right.
You're going
to see me running around doing all kinds of crazy stuff with I got clothes on, half naked, acting a fool, crying, laughing, screaming. Whatever I do, you're going to see me do it, you know.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right. I plan on being at the premiere and everything, Devin, so I'm excited to be back on deck and in the camp. And, you know, I never left. I always have supported you guys and kind of watched you, you know what I'm saying? Like you said earlier, I just had to become queen and wear these different hats. So, you know what I mean? But I love you guys, and thank you for calling in, Devin.
No problem. Thank y'all for having me.
No problem. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Queen G, if we
yes,
can
ma'am.
Do this, because we do have a lot of callers calling in, and our interns are currently screening those callers. So if you don't mind, if we can take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back, we'll open up the phone lines to the callers.
No problem. Let's do it.
Hold tight.
Go!
Baby,
Tonight with my girl Carla B, we're talking with the creator of Me and My Old Man, Keith Adams. We just had a caller call in, actually one of the cast members. He was hilarious. And I believe at this time we're going to open another caller up so that we can have them ask any questions they have for Keith or, you know, open the line.
Great. And I'll let you know, we are actually unmuting Mama Stokes, and we also have one of the producers of the show that is unmuted as well. So,
all right,
back to you,
all right. Mama Stokes, you there?
Hey, Mama Stokes, here with you.
Hey, Mama, lady.
What's up, baby?
Hey, what y'all doing? Sound like a party to me.
Anthony,
I've been listening for a while.
Yeah, hey, I'm here, Mama. Keith, this is Anthony.
Okay,
yeah,
all right,
hey.
All right.
Mama Stokes, oh, my God. First and foremost, I want to say I miss you so much, lady. I have not.
Wait a minute. Excuse me, Your Highness.
Oh, you're so funny. Yeah, they've been clowning me about this queen thing, this new name that I have on the air, Miss Queen G.
But hey, but just hold on. I got to say this, for real. While Mama Stokes is on, I got to say this. I met Mama Stokes. I think it was like Choctaw Bingo, one of these little way out there in this Indian spot. She was hosting the show, and I was co-hosting with her. I fell in love with Mama Stokes, man. I fell in love with Mama Stokes that night. We've been friends ever since. I looked at her. Me and my old man didn't have the landlady. I wrote the landlady because of her.
Oh, yeah. And Mama Stokes, you make a great landlady. I love when you bend those little glasses down and you look at them.
I don't know, it's something about wearing them glasses. I'm telling you, I'm about to take these glasses off. Yeah, I just finished a film that I did. Somebody Helped Me 3.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I saw Somebody Helped Me 2, and they had me pulling glasses down and killing people.
Oh, God.
Oh, I said no. But you know what? I'm excited about Me and My Own Man because it's a cute concept. And it's a nice show. I mean, the landlord, you got to realize she don't do that much. She, every now and then I'm in there. But you know what? I love the show concept with a single parent because that's something you don't very rarely see, especially the men raising the kids. So I think
Because
there's a lot of men I know that are single parents.
That's right. Mama, you know, I want to get into. Oh, go ahead, sweetie.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say that. It's a couple of things I want to address before you get off. First and foremost, I wanted to talk about your celebrity cooking show. Tell us a little bit about that. And then we know, as you know, I'm related to a famous person, which is Tyrese Gibson. But tell us about your famous son as well, which is Chris Stokes.
Yeah.
Address those two things.
I want Tyrese for the show, too. I really want to have him on. I love it. He's asking his boo-boo off.
That's right.
Well, he's working. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right. But you're cooking,
and
though.
I'm kind of running with a few people right now, but, you know, I'm excited about Keith's show. I hadn't heard too much, but I was waiting for everything to pop off. He's got a cartoon. Everything is just, he sent me the picture, and I said, uh-oh, they got me on there again, fussing and cussing. And I'm getting skinny, so he's going to have to do a part where Miss Brookins gets a little smaller, because, you know, I am losing weight, girl. But I think that's what I'm chasing after all the men in the series.
That's right.
I'm doing it royally. But, I'm glad to hear you. I haven't talked to you in a long time, girl, so I'm glad to hear your voice.
I saw you, Mama Stokes, at the Drew Hill concert.
You sure did. Yeah.
I sure did, and you look good, Mama Stokes. I love you so
much. Did you see me? They put me up on the stage. I didn't even know what to talk about.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I saw that. They, you know, you can't go nowhere and not get called out.
Yeah, Mama Stokes, come up here. I said, what I'm going to say? But he did. They did kind of nice. He was real nice. That was really nice. But I did some interviews, and I did talk about Me and My Old Man. You know, the red carpet, I talked about that.
That's right. And you are a great landlord on the show. I just wanted to say that. And I love your glasses. I love the edge that you bring to the show. And when you break out with that code book, that landlord code book, code penal code 369, that is just hilarious.
Yeah, see, I know Alan's going to write me some more stuff in there like that because I think that's real funny that she always gets that big old book. And I think
yeah,
book
it is. We're going to get a lot
bigger
more
and bigger and bigger to the point where I got to push it in with a wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Well,
we'll
Mama,
a lot more of that.
Mama,
ooh.
So thank you so much for calling in. Oh, my God.
I love you. I'll send a shout. Tell Tyrese I love your brother and tell him to keep up his good work. I'll send a shout out to Chris Stokes, and I hope he's doing well. And
that's
all the
right.
Rest of the things. Because everybody ain't doing nothing but showing love. And the more love we show, the bigger we're going to grow.
That's right, Mama Stokes. And I love you. I wanted to say that on the air to all the listeners. You are a special lady. And anybody that knows her, she is so sweet, and she's such a blessing. So I just wanted to say thank you for calling in again. We really appreciate your time.
Can I tell you one more thing? I have a school tour. They're putting together for me now, so I'm going to be doing some talking out there in the network pretty soon. So Me and My Own Man, I want to make sure that we have links up and everything so everybody where I go can know about the show.
Well, EOTM, we definitely go get behind you guys and support that. So
please,
give me a call and let me know when you're doing that.
Love it.
I will. Because you know what? He's worked very hard. And when I see a producer work as hard as Keith works, you want to be there to make it happen for him. You know, dreams ain't nothing I mean, dreams come to sleepers, but when you wake up, you make it a reality.
That's right. That's yes. right. I love that statement. I love
yes.
that statement. So thanks again, Mama Stokes. We're going to I think there's a producer on the line as well.
Yeah,
we want to wrap
I'm
with him real quick. We're going to get them all in tonight, y'all.
let me
okay,
intro my boy.
Thank
right,
you, Mama Stokes. Love you, lady.
Love you, too.
Queen B, let me introduce this
okay.
cat right here. This cat right here, his name is Anthony Bynum. This cat is a hard worker. He's a go-getter. When we needed meetings, he made them happen. When we started this journey of trying to get this pitched and sold as a TV show, this was my go-to guy. This was a guy that made 1,500 calls a day to get us in meetings at BET, at TV1, getting the vice president of Nickelodeon on the phone. That's that guy. So you talk to him, and when I met him, he's believed in the project ever since. That's Anthony Bynum.
Hello, Anthony. The floor is open up to you. Thank you for calling in tonight. As you know, this occasion is me and my old man. Tell us how you started this journey with Keith Adams.
How I started the journey with Keith Adams. Thank you, Mr. Adams, for the great introduction. He's just as a hard worker as I am. I would say we're both type A personalities, so, you know, we can't sleep until we get something done. And when I met Keith, he had such a positive energy about himself and a confidence and a belief that I always, when I meet someone, when it comes to this business that we're in, I want to see, the first thing is how knowledgeable you are to it. And then the next thing I want to see is how much do you really want it? So he told me about it, and I said, okay, all right. Well, I told him I could get this over there, and I can get that over there. And, you know, by us just meeting each other, we hit it off from the beginning. But then he gave me a call, and he sent me over the first season of what he did. And I sat down, and I took a look at it, and I was very impressed, very impressed.
Wow.
And when that happened, we sat down, and we strategized the plan of
yep,
where we
yep.
wanted to go, who we wanted to see. I said, give me a wish list, and give me less than 2 weeks, and I will have things set up.
And it was
so,
set up.
Wow.
Well,
I ain't gonna lie. I'm telling y'all right now. I'm telling y'all, I'm gonna live a testimony. It was set up.
Well,
for him to be such a nobody, really, truly a nobody like I am, which I consider myself unknown like him, he got into the doors of people that I've been trying to get agencies to get me into sometimes. Not all my agencies, but the ones that I just mess with now. You know, he gets the doors open. We talking to the president.
Well, it
yeah,
sounds like he said that both of you guys are type A personality. And it also sounds like he totally believes in the project 100%. When you have like minds, you could go ahead and move forward and get things done. You know what I'm saying? No one's holding the other person up.
Right.
So that's
oh, no,
little...
no. Me and Keith, we go at it a lot, you know, in the war room all the time. But when it comes down to it, we come up with solutions that, you know, are going to give us definitive answers and get us positive solutions towards what we're driving for. And with the new season coming up, I think the world definitely is ready for it, and we're ready to take it to that next level. So within the time period of what we did and shopping and things like that, we grew and learned what we needed to do and, you know, the different things of what it takes in this business to really get something professional out there when you're dealing with professionals. For one thing, like a lot of people don't know, if you really want a sitcom on television, you have to tie in a showrunner. You know, I have a showrunner that has experience, then it's going to be very tough for you to get to the different producers or the different networks to even let you make a phenomenal pitch to them. You know, so
right.
that's one.
I need to cut you off, man. Let me just say this real quick. In saying that, Shantae, I can honestly tell you guys, Premier, I can tell you this. We have been blessed to have a couple of showrunners to grace our show and say that they're going to be a part of it. You know, I'm not disclosing their names, but we have a couple of professional showrunners now that are attached to our show.
Wow.
So we
wow.
are trying to get to the next level, and it's by the energy that we've all exuded towards the front. And Anthony's driving us in there, and we just all – it's like I said, everybody that's not a part, that's not around now, they're still a part of that team. You know, I may have to skip over to the next level, but they're still a part of my team.
That's
that's correct. And the one thing I want to say about Keith is with the budget that he has and how he's able to basically make it work – I mean, some of the things I've seen him do is phenomenal, and we're always on each other about timing and things like that. I mean, once he really gets a chance to really show the world what he can do, they're really going to be in for something, because I know with what he's doing right now, that's going to get us to that next level, because they can see that he can do it with this type of budget. Imagine what he could do once he really gets the type of funding that, you know, these shows have that are out there that, you know, that are like in the Nielsen ratings and things like that. But that's our goal. We're not just making this show just for, you know, just to make it out there. No, we're going after the 30 Rocks and, you know, and all the sitcoms out there. That's what we started this for, and we wanted the positive message. And, you know, like we said, the single parent, you know, familyhood and things like that, when the son comes and live with a father to become a man, because it's always, you know, we all know this, it takes a man to raise a man. A woman can do what they do, but a man needs to be raised by a man to be able to become one. And
that's
a lot
right,
of us,
right.
And a lot of us young men, even though we live with our moms and without our dad, we have become men, and some of us are able to do it because of positive role models and things like that. And with a show like this, you know, kids are captivated by what they see, and with this positive energy and this positive message, it's going to definitely bring something to the forefront of what's not out there right now. So we're definitely looking forward to putting it out there. And anyone who hasn't seen it besides the DVDs that's out there, and go to YouTube and, you know, meandmyoldman.com right now and take a look at all the seasons. And I'm telling you, you're going to love it from the first episode all the way to what we have now. So,
I wanted to say I kind of came in on the ground floor of it. I was managing Keith at the time, and I also cast this project. I just wanted to say thank you for stepping in and, you know, going into those negotiation doors and, you know, taking the baton and running with it, man, because this has been a great project from day one. You know what I'm saying? It's been
and thank you for seeing the vision to begin with and knowing, you know, that this show is a hit and knowing that with Keith is the positive energy and the super talent that was going to be able to pull this off. And
that's
know
right.
It from the beginning because, yeah, I mean, a lot of people do have dreams, but, you know, like Mama Stokes says, and wake up, they do become reality. But, you know, a dream is not really that hard because we live it every day.
One thing about anything
in life, nothing changes. Even when
right.
we do become successful, when we do get that Emmy, I'm still going to be Anthony. He's still going to be Keith.
Right.
That's right. I'm
but
holding.
For the record, there's a lot of fans, Shante. There's a lot of fans. Like even Anthony, he's respecting the fact that you said Keith, but a lot of people know me as Rondo Keith Adams because
correct.
There's a history behind everything. You know what I mean? And I met Anthony when I was waiting tables. And for the record, so people will know, that's how, you know, I pretty much pay for the show. You know, waiting tables. So anybody can have a dream, and all they got to do is go get it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm happy to be blessed to be around a group of people in my life right now that have impacted it to the point that I can go forward with no problems and have no reservations and continue to do what it is I do and make a better pathway for the next person so they'll understand that everybody can ascertain anything they want. All they got to do is go get it. Like
right.
you said, just do it.
I'm holding the show down with my co-host, Carla B. I wanted to see if she had any other additional questions at this time.
Oh, thanks for that, Queen G. I definitely appreciate it. We have about 2 minutes, so I'm good on that. I definitely want to just tell the guests tonight, you know, thank you for gracing EOTM Radio and enlightening our listeners with all the great things that you are doing.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you, Queen B. Thank you, Shante. Again, I'm blessed and humble, and I appreciate you guys for real. But I have to give a shout-out to the entire cast. You know, Eric Bang, the artist, Ebo, my attorney, you know, T.C. Gunther, you know, Ngozi, the publicist. I mean, it's just a whole bunch of people. Chris Wills, my writing partner, and then my two showrunners that just joined the team. Steve, the editor, Dan Schmelzer, and this whole entire staff and crew that helps me, you know, put this piece on every time I get ready to do it. You know, and everybody in my family and friends has been there every day. Helping me every day get it done.
That's right. Thank you guys so much for blessing our show with your project. And we look forward to seeing you blossom and grow even more. I know I'm going to be backstage with Rondell, Keith Adams.
Go to his website. Go check the YouTube. Me and my old man, all one word. And
okay.
Check out the video.
That's right. That's right. I'm going to say, and then we're going to close out, this is my little statement that I live by. As long as you have breath, there is hope. And then we're going to close out tonight. Thank you guys for being guests on the show. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Good night, you guys.
Good night.